As for the Baron, he knew perfectly well his adversary was the doctor, but he didn't care. He wanted the Mizwage for himself and pouted like a little boy when he began to think he might not win it. Some time later, a geisha told me about a conversation she'd had with him around this time. "Do you hear what has been happening?" the Baron said to her. "I'm trying to arrange a Mizwage, but a certain annoying doctor keeps getting in my way. Only one man can be the explorer of an undiscovered region, and I want to be that man. But what am I to do? This foolish doctor doesn't seem to understand that the numbers he throws about represent real money." As the bidding went higher and higher, the Baron began to talk about dropping out. But the figure had already come so close to a new record that the mistress of the Ichiriki made up her mind to push things still higher by misleading the Baron, just as she'd misled the doctor. On the telephone, she told him that the other gentleman had made a very high bid and then added, "However, many people believe he's the sort of gentleman who will go no higher." I'm sure there may have been people who believed such a thing about the doctor, but the mistress herself wasn't one of them. She knew that when the Baron made his last bid, whatever it was, the doctor would top it. In the end, Dr. Crabb agreed to pay 11,500 yen for my Mizwage. Up to that time, this was the highest ever paid for a Mizwage in Gion, and possibly in any of the geisha districts in Japan. Keep in mind that in those days, 1 hour of a geisha's time cost about 4 yen, and an extravagant kimono might have sold for 1,500 yen. So it may not sound like a lot, but it's much more than, say, a laborer might have earned in a year. I have to confess, I don't know much about money. Most geisha pride themselves on never carrying cash with them and are accustomed to charging things wherever they go. Even now, in New York City, I live just the same way. I shop at stores that know me by sight, where the clerks are kind enough to write down the items I want. When the bill comes at the end of the month, I have a charming assistant who pays it for me. So you see, I couldn't possibly tell you how much money I spend, or how much more a bottle of perfume costs than a magazine. So I may be one of the worst people on earth to try explaining anything at all about money. However, I want to pass on to you something a close friend once told me, who I'm sure knows what he's talking about, because he was Japan's deputy minister of finance for a time during the 1960s. Cash, he said, is often worth less 1 year than it was the year before, and because of this, Mameha's Mizwage in 1929 actually cost more than mine in 1935. Even though mine was 11,500 yen, while Mameha's was more like 7,000 or 8,000 yen.